Hello friends, welcome to the Voice of Faith podcast. Today, we will finish up the three-part series of What Shall We Pray? By putting it into practice. I would like to invite you to come along and make requests to God together with me by praying the Lord's Prayer, lifting up our family and the leaders of our nation before the Judge of all creation to ask for mercy and help in time of need. I think this is especially appropriate for our friends over in Hong Kong. In recent days, we have seen an unprecedented civil unrest. May the Lord give peace to those who fear and hope to those who suffer. May the Lord give wisdom to those who rule, doing what is right in His eyes, and to put their trust in our God and His Son Jesus, our Savior. Our Father in heaven, we humbly come before You to seek Your face and ask for Your help today. Father, Your name is holy. There is no other God beside You. You are the only true and the living God, and we honor You today. Your Son Jesus, our Lord, is who we worship, and You have instructed us to bring our requests through prayer before Your throne of grace and mercy, for You have not come to condemn the world, but that through Jesus Your Son we may be saved, and through Jesus Your Son we may be bridged and connected to You to seek You in time of need. So as Your Word have taught us, Father, today we come before You. Father, we want to lift up our leaders in this nation. For the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. We want to pray for our president, his family, his children, for our vice president, his family, and his children, as well as the men and women that work with our president. Father, we also want to pray for the Supreme Court judges and the Attorney General, as well as all the judges across this land. And we also want to lift up our congressmen and congresswomen and senators on Capitol Hill. We ask You to help them as well. In addition, we like to lift up our armed forces, the men and women in service to this country, those that are domestically serving and those that are overseas. We pray for Your protection and we pray for Your wisdom. Father, we also like to lift up all 50 states, governors, as well as mayors of every city across the land, that You will also help them today. We like to pray for our Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine. We ask You to protect them, as well as the Coast Guard and the National Guard. But we also like to pray for the policemen and women in this country. They're facing danger each and every day out there to protect the citizen and to maintain order and peace. So we pray for Your protection on their lives, that none would perish today, but that You will be with them and that You will send Your angels to watch over them. Lord, all these leaders will lift them up before You. We pray that You will please forgive them of their sins and failures, and that today that You will grant them the courage to stand for what is right, and to do what is right. Father, we also pray that You will deliver them from evil men, and evil schemes that tries to undermine the authority in our government leadership. We pray that you will expose evil. We pray that you will remove evil from our midst. And Father, we pray that you will grant wisdom to our president, to our judges, to our senators and congressmen and women, and grant them unity that they might come and work together for the benefit of the country and the people. We pray that you will remove the discord, the misunderstanding, the animosity that they have among those that serve this country, and grant them the spirit of unity. Lord, we pray that you will restrain evil in their midst that tries to bring division, that tries to bring fear and hatred, and we pray that your peace will rule and that your grace will abound toward our leaders today. In Jesus' name, we ask that the blood of Jesus that cleanses all sins and the blood of Jesus that cries mercy before the throne of God will cover our president, our vice president, and those that are serving our country, that you will deliver them from all evil and give them the power to do what is right. Father, you have said in your word that you desire none to perish, but everyone to come to the knowledge of your Son, Jesus, to come to the knowledge of salvation that is freely given in your Son, Jesus. And that cannot happen if we are living in civil unrest or if we're living through a war. So we pray for peace, not only for the United States, but for our friends over in Hong Kong, and for the peace of Jerusalem, as you have commanded us to pray specifically for that in your word. Father, we invite you to come and to get involved with our nations. We pray that Jesus will take up his rightful place as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords over the United States of America, over Hong Kong, over China, and every other nations. For the Lord Jesus has given his blood and his life to redeem men and women from every tongue and tribe to become a part of the family of God. And that now all authority and power is given unto Jesus in heaven on earth and under the earth. So we pray that Jesus our Lord will take up his rightful place to reign as supreme over us this day. We pray that your kingdom will come on our nation, that your will be carried out on earth as it has always been carried out in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Anything and everything that we need, especially for our leaders, forgive them their sins, Father. Forgive our sins that we have committed on this land, that have gone against your word and your principle. Cover us with the mercy of the cross, Father, and give us life today, even life more abundantly. Father, we pray for deliverance for our leaders, and we pray that you will lead them not into temptation, but they will always have your help when they turn their hearts to you. Father, we also like to pray for our family. We like to pray for our marriage and our children, for family is the nucleus unit of the society. We have seen so much breakdown of the family in the past 50 years that our society is full of people of broken hearts and broken dreams because the breakdown of the family. Father, you said that before Jesus returns, you will send the spirit of Elijah that will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the father's heart back to the children. We pray for a movement of your spirit that will restore the broken family, Lord. We pray for your forgiveness on divorces. We pray for your forgiveness on breaking marital commitments and covenant. We pray for your mercy over our sins, Lord. And we pray for the power of your redemption that comes from the blood of Jesus on the cross, that you will begin to mend broken hearts and broken homes and to reconcile us back to each other. We pray for a restoration of family units in our society. In Jesus' name. Father, we also pray that you will protect our children, Lord. They are faced with temptations unlike anything we have seen before as we were growing up. There is the temptation on the internet, on iPhone, in the entertainment industry that are so vile that people who grew up 100 years ago could never imagine. And they are everywhere, Father. Our children today need special protection from you, from their peer pressure, from the temptation that comes through drug usage, and from everything that are exposed to through the internet. So, Father, please protect our children. You says where sin abounds, your grace abounds even more. You have way of protecting our children, and we ask you to do that, for they are the hope of our future, Father. Father, give us the wisdom to teach our children how to honor you in their daily life and how to follow you to make Jesus the Lord, not only on Sunday, but each day of the week, in their speech, in their action, and in their thought life. We need a new generation who will give their hearts and lives unreserved to Jesus Christ and the cause of his kingdom. We need the power of your Holy Spirit, and we need a fire of revival in our children's hearts. Lord, we ask the blood of Christ will cover them, to shield them from the uncleanness of this world, and to keep them pure so they may be useful for you, so they may become a channel through which you could work through to bring the message of hope and transformation to our home and our society. So we pray that your kingdom will come upon our family today. We pray that your will be carried out as we yield ourselves to your kingdom and your will. Father, give us this day what we need, whether it's for our marriage or for our work or for our family life. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us our sins, Lord, and give us the grace to forgive those who sin against us, Father. If we harbor bitterness or anger in our heart, you will not hear our prayer. So today we ask you for the grace to help us forgive as you have always forgiven us. Father, lead us not into temptation. You know our weaknesses. We pray, Lord, that you will help us not to lose our faith, that you will give us the power to overcome our weaknesses. Deliver us from all evil, Father. We pray that you will close all the windows of temptation into our thought life and close all the doors of temptation that our enemy, Satan, wants to open and want us to walk through. Lord, we pray that you would keep us from the schemes of the devil, and that you will open only the doors that you want us to walk through, and deliver us from the power of the evil one, and keep us in your love, and keep us in your peace. We look to you for guidance, Father, and we look to you for strength. In the name of Jesus, because all kingdom reign belongs to you, Father. All power comes from you, and all glory belongs to you, Father. And we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Lord, and we bless you. Father, we love you, and we love your Son, Jesus, because you have chosen to love us first. Father, it takes God to love God. It takes you inside of us to love you back. So we pray today that you give us that grace to love you. Apart from your love, we cannot obey you. Apart from the grace that you give us through your Son, Jesus, we cannot do and live what is right before your eyes. So we humbly ask you for grace and help in time of our need. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for hearing our prayer, and we praise you for answering them. Amen.